If you saw Amy Dickinson's column a few days ago, it was about somebody who described a situation where you thought it was just going to be about giving toddlers too much power, right? Like if you've been behind somebody in line in a McDonald's and they're asking the two-year-old what they want, or the three- or four-year-old. If you got a four-year-old, you're going to McDonald's, say, the kid wants a burger and fries. Boom, you're out of the way. And it should be that way with just about everything. But in this particular story, it was the parents of the child deferring to a three-year-old about whether or not the three-year-old wanted to hug uncle when uncle comes for a visit. And the uncle went on in Amy's column at great length saying how insulted and hurt he was. And maybe that shouldn't be up to the child. Hey, he said, you have no idea how much a good 10-second hug makes me feel better. And then Amy responded, hey, Amy, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Oy vey, that guy. That uncle, I'm good. That uncle really, I don't know, his letter was so full of descriptions of his feelings.
Yeah.
And absolutely no perspective on what it is like for a three-year-old to be forced to hug someone. I think every adult in the world has had their feelings hurt by a toddler. It's weird how that can happen. But there are times when toddlers, especially, when it comes to their own bodily autonomy, it's not only a good idea, I think it's really vital that a toddler be permitted to approach, not approach, you know, stand behind mom a little bit. Like we need to respect their comfort and respond to it appropriately, like adults, not like hurt, you know, hurt babies. Yeah.
I just want to read again from your column. On two recent occasions, this man wrote, I, a very close uncle, was denied a hug. This was the choice of the three-year-old. This choice was reinforced by the parent. I'd be lying if I said this wasn't hurtful. I can't ever recall a time when I didn't want to hug or kiss a close family member growing up. And as I got older, it meant even more as we gained the wisdom of how precious life is. But he describes some of these, you know, even there, I think we need to stop. But didn't he describe one of them as like a 10-second hug or something like that?
Yeah. And I started by pointing out that a 10-second hug is forever for anyone. And as I say in my column, like he might have happy memories of sharing hugs with elder relatives, but I'm one of many, many people who was very uncomfortable being forced to hug anyone. Even some family members who I would see pretty often. I did not want to hug and kiss people. In fact, this is weird, John, but I mean, people are going to think this is crazy, but I remember when I was maybe four, my mother paid me a nickel to kiss my dad on the cheek. We were not like a super, my father was very distant, wasn't particularly affectionate, but I took the nickel. I did it.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Isn't that crazy? I mean, that's how, wow. Like, I was just a very careful child, you know, and my father was very distant. And I think my instincts were not bad. I mean, he wasn't like, dangerous, but I think my instincts were pretty good. And, you know, I was never asked to do that again with any other person. But I heard from hundreds of people. This is a very rare case where everyone agreed with me. You know, another point. Yeah, I know.
Imagine
that never happened.
But
one point I made was this three-year-old child has grown up. The entire of this child's life has been spent during a pandemic.
Yeah.
Watching people avoid hugs, keeping their distance, and wearing masks. And so I think that we're going to deal with lots of children who are reluctant to get super close to people they don't know all that well.
I think that's such an interesting observation, Amy. I have a two-year-old granddaughter. She'll be two December 29th. And I've noticed among her peer group that some of the kids' language skills are not as advanced as they should be. And I think in the time that they've grown up, they've not seen lips match words.
Oh, my gosh.
Only recently is that an issue. So I think I don't think we can comprehend how much a 2-year-old or a 22-year-old has had to adjust in those very formative years.
I know. So, John, let's enter the holiday season where a lot of us will be interacting a little closer than before. And let's enter it and make sure to, if it's a toddler, get down on their level, look them in the eye, smile, use all your facial and your body language to convey how safe they are, to convey your affection, your good humor. And if they don't want to hug you, say, hey, I bet they know how to do a high five or a fist bump. Yeah. And that's a way to get going with it.
That's funny how many little kids I see do that, the high five or the fist bump. You know, and then some combination of whatever they and their family are comfortable with. But, you know, I thought, as I said a moment ago, Amy Dickinson's on a phone line, the writer of the syndicated Ask Amy advice column. And here she's writing about a toddler's refusal to hug an uncle. And Amy says that child and that child's parents are well within their rights to deny the uncle the hug and hurt his feelings. But I do think there is also a parenting way these days that empowers small children too much. Do you agree with that? Not about their body per se, but decisions about what they're going to wear, decisions about what they're going to eat, decisions about anything.
And, you know, with very young children, choices should be binary, this or that. You know, you make your choices. And children often will look to their parents in advance of doing something. They'll look to their parents. And I think parents, you know, it's like cool to say, no, that's not, don't do that. You know, stop. You know, it's normal limits. Normal limits. And I think the more normal limits and binary choices we offer children, I think the more confident they become. I think it makes them brave because they know where they stand.
Can I read you a couple of texts? You got hundreds of email. I get dozens of texts. A good point about the pandemic, Amy. 708 says, I can't believe this, uncle. I have a 4-year-old cousin, and I have never made her give me a hug or kiss. She's in charge of her body. 630 said, my dad disciplined me if I did not kiss him goodnight. Totally contributed to my relationship struggles.
Oh, dear. You know, and I did hear from, I would say, around 20 people contacted me to say, to point out the obvious, that this is a grooming technique used by people who are then going to exploit a child.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, and super, super heartbreaking, hearing from people, mainly women, who reported, you know, very, very uncomfortable situations leading to, as that respondent said to you, lifelong struggles with relationships.
Just two other texts.
And trust.
Isn't that at the center of all of this? 773 said, self-centered uncle needs to grow up. It's not about you, unk. And 773 says, geez, it's a momentary discomfort for one that makes another person happy. So that's the flip side of that. But I don't know if you have something to say to that. Ooh, boy, would be an appropriate response.
I mean, I think that momentary discomfort is also an important, developmental lesson for young children. And that would involve having their teeth looked at by the doctor, being brave enough to walk into nursery school for the first time, being brave enough to try to make a new friend. Like, those are discomforts that we parents need to allow our children to experience because they grow brave through that. But
this is not that kind of a teaching moment. And one last thing, do you think we should extend the same consideration to 33-year-olds and 53-year-olds?
in terms of look, I'm not forcing anyone. I mean, I don't feel comfortable forcing or expecting anyone to touch me or to be touched. I don't know. I just think that's look, my whole thing is make eye contact, connect, you know, visually. Some people are, I mean, everybody has a different temperament. And I think it's great if we encourage our fellow human beings to make eye contact, smile, greet one another, mm-hmm. talk to one another, listen, ask questions. You know, that's all, those are all great tools for connecting.
We have to end this conversation with two texts. Amy was spot on with her answer. She gives great advice, well thought out responses. I had two very different children. One was not a hugger. I never made her hug someone she didn't want to, even my own mom, who was not happy with that. And 630 said, John, my three-year-old goddaughter didn't know me and didn't want to hug me when I visited the family in California a dozen years ago. I was a stranger. She was comfortable touching index fingers like E.T. at my suggestion. That was fine with me. At the end of my week-long visit, she decided to hug me. I didn't ask, but she hugged her mom and then turned to me, and I glowed for an hour. All right. If that's the way that story should end. Amy,
that is absolutely wonderful. Thank you, John.
Hey, it's nice to read you. It's nice to hear your voice. I hope you're doing well, and we'll touch bases again.
I'd love that. Thanks, John.